Good morning. This is Gemma Pepper with you on Hunter Valley today. Now, the Cancer Council's longest golf day is here, and the aim is for people to play four rounds of golf in one game, in one day, which is actually 72 holes. And joining me on the line to talk about their challenge, because they're undertaking this today in Muswellbrook, it's Jared Bromwich. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm fabulous, but I actually want to know, how are you? Have you stretched your arms? Have you done some warm-ups? Because 72 holes, that's a long time.
Yeah, it is, yeah. No, I haven't actually played for a few months due to the COVID and the weather.
So then, are you a bit nervous about taking this challenge then, if it's you've been a bit MIA from the scene for a while?
Oh, I'm more nervous for me mates, I think, that are playing with me.
So you're taking ahead this challenge. You're doing it for the day, four courses. Now, you just said you've got a mate with you. So are you doing this in a team?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, me and one of my mates that I grew up with.
And so why are both of you taking on this challenge today?
Well, bit of a close to the heart story, really. I've got a mate that I went to school with who's just been diagnosed with cancer, and I've got an uncle also with cancer. So we're me and my mate, and I talked to him a few weeks back, and we've teamed together. This is our second year now doing it.
Second year, wow.
So done it last year and really enjoyed it, so we've come back for another go at it this year.
And so then last year, did you manage to complete it? Are you hoping to, I guess, better your times as well?
We just fell short last year. We done 3.5 rounds. But it was our tee off time was a little bit later, so I'm hoping this year we complete it.
Yeah.
In time.
No, absolutely. And I guess it's just so heartwarming what you just said about why you're doing it. So this has a component to it where you raise money as well. So where are the funds going ahead? What are you hoping, I guess, is done with the funds?
To be honest with you, I just hope they can find a cure. Like cancer's been around now for a long time and still haven't come up with a cure. Every little bit helps, I suppose, to getting that step closer to getting the cure.
No, absolutely. And it's such a commendable job that you are doing today. In fact, it's a fantastic challenge. I don't think there's many people out there that could do one round of golf, speaking for myself, let alone four rounds. So it is incredibly heartwarming to hear. And I guess, what are you hoping to make of the day? What's at least one, I guess, personal goal that you want to see come to light today?
Just for us to go out and enjoy ourselves, I think.
Any plans for after those 72 holes?
Just a few cold beers. I think we'll deserve it after that.
Definitely, I guess, well deserved too, because, I mean, hey, that is a very long time. Now, like we've just been talking about, there is that donation and fundraising component to this wonderful challenge that you're undertaking. I guess I just want to know, you know, if anyone wants to donate to you particularly, or you and your teammate, is there any place that they should go to and head on over and make that contribution?
I think you just go to the Cancer Council website and just follow the links.
No, absolutely.
And the team name you're looking for is Greens in Regulation.
Greens in Regulation. How'd you come up with that name?
Last year we had, I forget what we had last year, but we didn't like that name, so we had to come up with something better, and that's what we came up with.
And is there, like, a specific meaning behind it, or is just something you've thought on the whim?
I just thought it on the wind. Just hope it pays dividends today.
Oh, definitely.
That's good anyway.
Well, definitely. Well, Jared Bromwich, good luck today. I hope your muscles aren't going to be too sore after those 72 holes. I hope you've got all your putters and wedges ready, because I think you're going to ace this one.
Yep. I'd just like to thank all the people that have sponsored us so far and everyone taking part in the day for a good cause. And I'm sure me uncle and me friend. Thankful as well.
No, absolutely. I'm sure they're smiling down and everyone is absolutely patting you on the back because this is a commendable challenge that you're taking, and it's wonderful to see how many sponsors you already have just looking at the Cancer Council website now. It's incredible what you and your teammate have earned. So it's a big well done to you, Jared, and I hope you have fun, enjoy your coldies and have the best day.
Alright, thank you. And I also, before I go, I'd like to thank my mate Nathan Edgell, who's playing with me today as well. Couldn't have done it without him either.
No, that is so wonderful. Well, Jared Bromwich, who is currently going to compete in the world's longest golf day, thank you.
Thank you.